This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan. Yeah. Let's go. Another 5 hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. And there's so much to unpack in these 5 hours. I didn't book a guest. Be my guest. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Get on the line one time. I mean, there's so much to go over, so much to talk about. Obviously, with the Yankees, the Mets. Now we're in camp with the Giants and the Jets. Oh, no. Like, I wake up usually, and I'm out of bed by 10 a.m., and the first thing I see, Justin Fields carted off. I'm like, no way. Like, no way. They dodged one today. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how people make way too much about NFL practices, the first couple practices with helmets on. They don't mean anything. But yeah, I got to go back to where I was last night. And I don't need a teleprompter for this. I don't need notes for this. I don't need a script for this. I've been living this for too long. When you are a Yankees fan, who's a diehard Yankees fan, who everybody in your family, friends, coworkers, circle knows, you watch every game. You go to a lot of games. They see you with your Yankee hat on. They see you with Yankee merchandise. They know that you love the team. When people know that about you, you've got to wear this. You've got to feel this. You've got to carry this with you. And it's not right. It's not fair. And I'm tired of it. I'm honestly so disappointed and tired of the New York Yankees. These New York Yankees. The ones that I'm calling the participation trophy era New York Yankees. Where just competing is good enough. They coddle these guys. They don't hold anybody accountable. And it is fostering this country club laissez-faire attitude that comes out in the worst times. So last night, you know, if you're a competitor or athlete, you understand getting fired up for competition, a rubber match against the team that's ahead of you in the division, the Blue Jays, who you're supposed to always be better than. That's why they get so hyped up for you. That's why they schedule a four-game set with Canada Day in it last time, and then you come right back after the All-Star break. They can't wait to punch you in the face. They can't wait to step in the ring with you. Why do the Yankees not know that? Why do the New York Yankees act like they can get in the ring and not be ready to take a punch? And then they do have a glass jaw. But you know what? In last night's game, Max Fried starts off perfect. And the Yankees score first, and they battle back, and they don't have a glass jaw, right? They do have a return serve. They are able to counterpunch, and then what happens? The same thing that we know is going to happen every single time. I still haven't gotten over the World Series. You still haven't gotten over the World Series. And everybody in baseball is talking about the World Series. I gave my guy, Joe's McFly, a shout-out yesterday because he brought up the scouting report. And it hurts, it burns, when it says what the Dodgers told their players in scouting meetings was the Yankees were talent over fundamentals. If you run the bases with purpose and aggression, the Yankees will self-inflict harm. They mentioned the Yankees were not just the majors' worst base-running team by every metric, but the difference was vast and yada, yada. You guys understand, right? They basically said if you put the ball into play, the Yankees were going to fold. That they weren't sharp. They weren't crisp. They didn't know where to line up. They didn't know where to go with the ball. And how many times have you seen these guys, the ball gets hit, and instead of just getting one out, they throw the ball around. They don't get an out at all. Run scores, two runs score, like with Max Fried yesterday. I mean, even go back to the lineup construction. Why is J.C. Ascara playing? Because he deserves to play? Because he's on the roster? No. You play your best guys, even in the first game of the series. Why is Cody Bellinger not playing? He's one of your best players. You don't just sit him because of numbers and analytics. You're thinking too much. Sometimes you could be so smart, you're dumb. And we're getting frustrated and we're getting tired of it, but you know, we're going to show up. I'll be at the game tomorrow. I'll be there Sunday. I'll be there Tuesday. I'll probably go another day because that is our ballpark. That is our stadium. That is our culture, Yankee land with Yankee fans, and we just go and go root the team on and support the team. But you know what? They better get their act right because it gets loud in there. They better figure it out ASAP because the fans will hold them accountable. The fans don't get paid like Aaron Boone to say, yeah, we've got a really good defensive club. On opposite day, how could you say that after last night? How could you seriously with a straight face say that? A couple days after going on a podcast and talking about, I don't care what you guys want, the fans. I don't care what you guys think about post-game responses and how players answer questions. I'm looking at Aaron Boone like maybe Aaron Boone doesn't need to go on a podcast. Maybe the Yankees manager doesn't need to do extra media. I've had enough of the media responses from Aaron Boone. Anthony Volpe's still an elite shortstop. You know, we've got a really good ball club, and we're going to come on, man. We've seen these same things over and over again, and it's been going on for years. And I hate when people say to the Yankee fan, oh, stop crying. You're the Yankees. It's baseball. No. This Yankees baseball that we're watching, it didn't start last night. It didn't start last year. It's been going on season after season. You can change the players, but we get the same results. And that's why they can't get to the World Series and win it. That's why they don't have the pedigree they used to have. Nobody fears them anymore, as I was just hearing Lugie say. I've been saying that. The big bad Yankees that a couple years ago, Aaron Boone said, yeah, the league closed the gap on us. They think they're something that they're not. They think they can play guys out of position. They think they can play guys that damn near shouldn't even be in the league. J.C. Ascara was a good story for Good Morning America. Uber driver, substitute teacher, makes the club. But when you're fighting for your life after you had a 7-game lead and now you're back 4 games, why is he in? Because he deserves to play? Or did Max Fried prefer him behind the dish? I don't know. Whether it's Yorbit Vivas or Oswald Peraza, you should have addressed third base in the offseason. Those guys aren't major leaguers. They can't hit. And because of the pressure put on the Yankees, because the manager is going on a podcast, that goes viral, everybody sees it. You think the players don't see it? These are young 20-something guys. They're 20-something years old. They're on their phones every day. Even if they delete social media, somebody's texting them a video, somebody's sending some, a family member, a friend. Oh, here, did you see Aaron Boone? And it sucks for the fans. It sucks for a diehard Yankee fan like me because you get trolled, you get made fun of, you get laughed at, you get told that, hey, they should be sellers at the deadline. They're not going to win anything this year. You should give up. If I wanted to give up, I would have gave up when Gerrit Cole went down. There is no giving up. We don't know what can happen. And so we are a week away today from the MLB trade deadline. At this time, 1 week from right now, that's it. Pencils down. We will know who the Yankees have to push forward through August, September, and hopefully October to get back to the World Series where they lost last year. And when they did lose last year in that fashion, being up 5-0, embarrassing themselves, it was supposed to be the start of an origin story. It was supposed to be the start of a comeback. It was supposed to be the start of, okay, How do we erase this? The only way to erase last year is to win. And the status quo seems to be good enough. Playing guys out of position, guys that aren't good enough is fine. And it comes off as Yankee arrogance that they are talent over fundamentals, that they are just going to homer their way out of it. Like, look at the Blue Jays games. The last two games, the Blue Jays score off of your mistakes, your errors. They put the ball in play. They run hard. They're running around with their hair on fire. They're so fired up to score one run against you. You can only score if you hit a home run. Jazz Chisholm, three-run bomb. Cody Bellinger, solo shot. Ben Rice, prayer of a solo shot to win it. The next game, Jason Dominguez, solo shot. Volpe ties the game. They actually pitch to Aaron Judge instead of walking him. But you know what? The Yankees find a way to screw it up. And I'm tired of hearing about Aaron Boone protecting the players because it hasn't worked. It's not working. Try something else. We know you can get pissed off and mad. We saw you get pissed off on the podcast. We saw you get pissed off with the home plate ump last night. Try something else. It's not working. And try something else with this roster. Brian Cashman, I'm talking to you as well. It's a clunky-ass roster, bro. Every night, somebody isn't playing. Every night, somebody's on the bench, and ball will find you. That ball doesn't lie. Ben Rice is a catcher slash first baseman. He's not off limits. Joel Sherman reported today that people are checking on Ben Rice. Nobody is safe. You need to shake the room. These guys need to have some fear because they don't fear that the GM is going to trade them. They don't fear that the manager is going to pull them or bench them or yell at them or embarrass them, hold them accountable. It's just, we can live off the backs of Yankees past. We're the New York Yankees with all of these fans that come out, sell out our building, travel to see us, and love us because of the logo on our hat and the name across our chest and the road grays and the pinstripes. Enough already, man. They need a reset. Enough already, man. Spencer Jones is down there knocking on the door right now. Anybody else in baseball would have him up tomorrow. Anybody, any other team in baseball would say, hey, we'll see you in the Bronx. We've seen enough. You know why? Coming off the heels of Jason Dominguez out there. Jason Dominguez, who's not a left fielder, but you told us in spring he's a left fielder. And yeah, we kind of just let it be and, you know, embrace the Martian. And Jason Dominguez should play every day. He can't play every day. They're shielding him by not playing him every day. But ball will find you. Spencer Jones can't play a better left field than Jason Dominguez. Is Jason Dominguez on the trade block? Could be. Nobody should be safe. Remove somebody from the country club so everybody starts looking over their shoulder. So everybody starts to be a little bit more alert. Because right now, with them being so comfortable, right now, with them being so content that they are the New York Yankees and the manager telling everybody, oh, yeah, you know, this is... They go out there and they embarrass us, the fans. They go out there and they embarrass the fan base time after time after time, making stupid errors, stupid mistakes, throwing the ball around the infield. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees. Enough is enough. This is the last time to tweak the team. Cashman says he's going to town. What town is it? I want to go to Title Town. I want to have a parade. I want to be in there in October with tears in my eyes because the Yankees did it. They won. And they can. Don't waste another year of Aaron Judge's prime. You have Cody Bellinger on this team. You have Max Fried and Carlos Rodon, two all-star pitchers. Cam Schlitler's been all right. Luis Gil is coming back. You'll be able to figure it out. It's never the pitching. Fix this bullpen. This bullpen is too much of an adventure. There's not many guys. There's maybe three guys coming out of that bullpen that you feel okay about. Devin Williams, who has got over his early season stuff. Luke Weaver, who came back too early from the hamstring injury, and he struggled, but he's straightened himself out in the last few outings. And Tim Hill, who they have used way too much, the only lefty they have coming out of the pen. These guys coming out like Jonathan Loaisiga, he's cooked. Send him anywhere. Enough. Scott Efros. Enough. Even Ian Hamilton, JT Brubaker, somebody like, it's not good enough, man. It's not good enough. This is supposed to be the New York Yankees. Brian Cashman said he wants the Yankees to be the mecca of baseball. They're supposed to be this gold standard. They're supposed to be better than all these other teams in Major League Baseball. They're not. They're mid. They're right in the middle of the pack. They're not elite. They're not one of the top teams. They have to now worry about the teams in their own division. They have to worry about being a wild card. And I know the division isn't lost, but maybe if you light a fire under somebody's ass, maybe if you send somebody packing, maybe if you bring some new energy into the room in a week, it'll make guys realize that, yo, this is a job. This is all business. The business of the New York Yankees is winning championships. It was. The business of the New York Yankees is having sold out games in October. Do you want to get back there or not? Because we'll be there. We don't care if it's $2,000 to sit in the bleachers. We'll be there. But we want to have faith in this team. We want to have confidence that when the pitcher does his job and induces a ground ball, that whether it's Volpe, whoever's at third, whoever's at first base is going to get the ball thrown at their chest. They don't have to scoop it. Like, these outs we got to have. Enough already. If guys haven't cut it, they got to go. Everybody should be available. Obviously not Judge and Belly and guys like that. But, like, let's cook right now, Cash. Let's get this roster together. This is the last time. You didn't want to do it in spring. You haven't done it yet. You got a week until this trade deadline to make some moves to shore up this bullpen, this rotation, and this roster. Can we get a consistent lineup? Just some consistency. Can we feel better about the Yankees going out there to face the Toronto Blue Jays? On this radio station, I called them frauds. And right after me, Chris McMonagle echoed the same thing. We don't believe that Toronto is that good, but you make them look amazing. You make them look like world beaters because they're ready to face you and you're not ready to field the ball. You can't even catch the ball. The New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Let's start with the Yankees. Obviously, the season is not lost and we have time, but you know, some interesting things popped up with Spencer Jones hitting 3 home runs today and Ben Rice's name popping up in trade talks. You can miss me with Eugenio Suarez. He's got 12 errors on the season. He's another guy that strikes out a ton. We've got enough home run hitters, clearly. Just look at the guys that hit home runs in the Rogers Center. They need somebody that can field the position and put the ball in play at third base. But before that, they need another lefty coming out of that bullpen. They need somebody throwing gas out of that bullpen. I know Fernando Cruz will be back and some other guys will be back, but can't rest on that. Can't rest on that. Stack the deck. Do more to ensure that this team can make a run and get back to the World Series. And maybe they got to be a wild card. Maybe they got to, you know, feel the pressure of do or die. Maybe they got to be the wild card and get hot at the right time. And they can. Can't waste a season. Can't waste a season. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 5 hours. Well, 4 hours and 40 minutes now. Call me up at 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees, Spencer Jones, Ben Rice, you know, the mistakes from the infield, defense, and why they play certain guys and who you guys want to see them target and what they need to do to get right here. We're not throwing away this season. We got a week until the trade deadline to get things right. And, hey, the Philadelphia Phillies are coming to town. I know Mets fans for Yankees should be in full swing. But don't sleep on what Philadelphia can do here with their fans traveling up the turnpike to Yankee Stadium and Tampa Bay as well. We got a 4-game set with Tampa Bay, which is crucial. So KM to AM, Keith McPherson on the Fan, full 5-hour sprint. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Let's get it, man. All right. Now, I don't want anybody to think like I'm abandoning the team or I hate the team or I'm switching teams or quitting on the season. You just got to put some passion into this stuff. That's what I want the Yankees to do. Put passion into everything. It's business. It's not personal. Some guys aren't cutting it, bro. And that's okay. 888-808-1019. Like, that, it's okay to move on. You did it to DJ, no?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Last homestand, you kick DJ to the curb. And that made me think, all right, it's time. We're getting serious. We're locking in. We're doing what needs to be done. And now you look back and it's like, man, DJ was hitting better than some of these guys. And obviously there was only one position he could play, but keep going. But the Yankees, the level of arrogance, they think they can fool the baseball gods. They think they can just go through the motions. They think they can run Peraza out there and the ball won't find him. They think they can run Yorbit Vivas out there. He'll run. He won't even slide. They think they could just, all right, you know, Ben Rice. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know. I would love to be a fly on the wall, and we'll never be. I would love to be a fly on the wall when the Yankees are putting together the lineup. It's probably hilarious, actually. They're probably looking at the lineup, and they're considering too many things. That's why I said sometimes you can be so smart you look dumb. We're going into the off day, so let's start with the best player on the team, the captain, number 99, Aaron Judge. He winced in the sixth or seventh inning throwing the ball. We got to be careful with Judge. The last thing we can afford is a Judge injury, so let's give Judgy the double off day. We can't take him out of the lineup. I mean, John Schneider takes him out of the lineup every game, intentionally walking him. But you know what? Let's put Judge at the DH. Okay, so who's playing right field? Okay, so right field. We're going to put Belly out in right field. I can't believe last night we watched a game where the roof is open in the Rogers Center and a ball gets lost in the lights. I'm like, that's when I say ball will find you, the baseball gods, they laugh at the Yankees. And Belly is a great defender, and I'm not taking a shot at Belly at all. But like, the Yankees think they can do things like play guys out of position, and it just never works out. You can't skate by. And as much as, like, you know, Dominguez, he didn't lead off. And that's another thing. You keep moving Dominguez. We thought, you fooled us. That last homestand, we thought Dominguez was your leadoff hitter. You know, play Jason Dominguez every day. You can't, because he's a liability in left field. His routes to the ball, I don't know if it's, there's only certain ballparks you could play him in, I guess. The dimensions of the ballpark play a factor. The roof, the lighting plays a factor. The turf certainly plays a factor out there in Canada. And J.C. Ascara. J.C. Ascara catching was probably the biggest one where I'm like, Wells can't go again. And Ben Rice is in the lineup. Okay, Ben Rice is at first base. Goldie has two nights off. And I know, I was critical of Goldie in an overreactionary way the first night because he struck out three times. And I said something that got clipped on WFAN social media that I retracted. You know, Goldie has been good this year. But what it is when they struggle, when multiple guys are struggling, it's like, man, everybody gets burned at the stake. You're pointing fingers at everybody. Everybody's got to be better. And the lineup's got to be better. Some players are not cutting it. Like Peraza's batting 147. Peraza has no room for error in the infield. The guy can't lay a bunt down. He can't make certain plays. It's just like, what is he there for if he is not pristine? What is he there for if he is not a plus defender? Volpe had a night off from being the whipping boy. He hit a homer. He didn't have any mistakes, errors last night, which was good, which was refreshing. Later on, we'll play Joe Maddon's take on Anthony Volpe. It echoed what I said a few days ago. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not the only one that had the thought. We're all thinking so much on what they need to do to change the team. I heard a drop today from myself where I said, you know, the Yankees aren't the last to know. They're the last to admit. They know everything. They go through their meetings. They know everything. They see everything. But they're never going to admit fault. They die hard on the trades they made, the contracts that they signed, and the roster decisions that they make daily. And they never admit to fault. And this fan base is massive. It's huge. There's Yankee fans that do podcasts. There's 500 Yankee podcasts. There's Yankee fans all across the media, all across the world that watch this team every single night. And you know what they do. They psst on your head and tell you it's raining. 888-808-1019. Let's start off with Ari in West Orange.
Hey, Keith. How you doing? Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it. Thanks for leading me off tonight as well. You took away a lot of it. I'm dead on with everything you said. You're just 100% correct. And, you know, I think what is frustrating for me as a Yankee fan, and I could probably speak for the Yankee fans as well, this is not like a one-time thing. We talked about this a year ago. We talked about this in 2023. We talked about it in 2022. And it's just not getting any better. It's the same thing year after year after year. You know, and last year, you know, they made it to the World Series. Great. But they were, you know, I know you can't control who you play and who you don't play. But, you know, let's face it, Keith, they had a soft run to the series. They didn't play great teams. And then they got
exposed. Not to cut you off, Ari, they struggled. They struggled in June of last year.
That is correct. That's what I mean. Right. You had the same issues. Right. This is not like a one-time thing. And you know, the biggest frustration I have is just the complacency you have from the top all the way on down. I mean, come on. Brian Cashman, you can say whatever you want to say to them. The guy, does people realize this guy has been GM for 30 years? That is just ridiculous to have a guy in baseball that long. I know he's had success, and that's fine. But come on, you need sometimes a new vision.
In sports in general, especially in New York, it's unheard of. It's crazy, actually.
It's ridiculous. And then Aaron Boone, this is almost a decade. They could have walked away from his contract after 2021 when they lost the wild card game to the Red Sox, in which they really should not have lost that game. They were a better team. They didn't walk away. They instead rewarded him after they didn't win the division and they got bounced in a wild card game. They rewarded him the four-year contract. And then last year, the same thing. You know, but they got caught up last year. And this is the Yankee complacency because the Yankees will spin it. Oh, we had a great year. We made it to the World Series. We, you know, got beat by a better team, but we did make it to the World Series. So, yeah, let's reward the manager. He deserves another four-year contract. But ignoring, like you just said, who's teaching them fundamentals? We talked about this last year. This was a problem last year.
I don't know.
It's the same thing this year. And then, you know, thanks for the time. Keith, appreciate it. Just one last thing on with Anthony Volpe, and we can go on and on and on. But here's the thing with him. the Yankees have gone out of their way to coddle this guy since day one. He never should have started the season in the majors. I mean, they got caught up with the 4 weeks of spring training, and then he struggled that first month, and they didn't think about it. They didn't send him back down. He's been, let's face it, he's a bust. He hasn't done anything. You know, he has the second most at-bats on this team after Judge. That is absurd. That's absolutely absurd, Keith. You know.
Thanks for the call, Ari. Yeah, I mean, to work backwards with Volpe, they did it to themselves. When I say they die hard on their decisions, it was their decision to let Volpe win the job and say to him, like, they made it a marketing thing. And I've been over this a ton. The kid wore 77 in the spring. They said, no, kid, you're going to wear Brett Gardner's jersey, number 11. There might be a bad omen just with that. The phrase and the hashtag Volpening Day popped up that year. They had the video of Aaron Boone basically telling him that he made the club and he was going to be a starting shortstop. And then Hal Steinbrenner actually went on the podcast with Joel Sherman and John Heyman and talked about how they told him, hey, kid, you're the shortstop. We're not sending you down. In hindsight, does that seem like the wise thing to do? Does that seem like that was the right way to handle things? To hand somebody that is this young, that also grew up in the area, idolizing the Yankees, being a diehard Yankee fan, does that seem like that was the right course of action to tell the kid, no matter what, you're the Yankee shortstop? No. In any capacity. That's like somebody telling me when I came in, hey, Keith, no matter what, you are the nighttime host on WFAN. You can be terrible. You can be unprepared. You could not watch the games. You could not have takes. You don't have to do any social media. You don't have to pop out and meet anybody, do any appearance or whatever. You've got it. Just roll out of bed and come here and do whatever you want. You don't have to go to any meet. Like, where do we do that at in life, in the world? Now, going back to also what you said, putting in the work. Boone talked about that last night, and I talked about it on my show late night after the game. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'm like, I kind of want to go and watch batting practice and their infield drills and just see if there's anything different. You know, Rami was producing for me last night, and he's like, they should have to come to the ballpark on the off day. And I'm like, Rami, they're not going to do that. But like, I don't dislike the thought of saying you don't need an off day. It's not going to kill you to come here for an hour and take ground balls and throw the ball around. And they need more of that. It's unfortunate. So many times we want to say they're major league ball players. They should know how to do these things. Yeah, they should. But then they get into the game in pressure-filled situations and they fold every single time. Why? Why is that? I said they need like a code word. They need something to lock in. I don't know what the story, like, to something around the diamond. Hey, guys, lock in, dial in. Know what you're doing with the ball. When you play baseball, before the ball is hit, while that pitcher is holding the ball, you're supposed to be thinking about, if this ball comes to me, runner on first, runner on second, no runners, whatever, what am I doing with it? And the New York Yankees, so many times, they just go brain dead. So I don't know, man. It has been going on for a while. And now people are calling for them to change the voice, the leadership. And I'm telling you, they're not going to do that. As you just heard Ari say, hand in the air. I was so mad when they lost to the Boston Red Sox in Boston 2021 in the wild card for two reasons. One, that game should have been played at Yankee Stadium. Two, the Tampa Bay Rays played the last series in Yankee Stadium and they couldn't beat them. And the Tampa Bay Rays had their spot already locked up. They didn't even care about that series. I went to all of those games. I believe it took a walk-off. Maybe it was Tyler Wade. They barely won that one game. And I'm like, this is the New York Yankees in their building. Here come the Tampa Bay Rays this next week. They're always comfortable in the building. Nobody fears the Yankees. I have let go of the Yankees of old. I don't know what this is. I'm calling it the participation trophy era Yankees, where these guys get patted on the back. These guys get told, your job is safe. Like, I grew up with Derek Jeter fearing for his job, his position. I grew up with Yankee players telling stories about George Steinbrenner saying, I'll trade your ass. I'll have you on the next flight out. So, like, fear is a great motivator. It's actually our greatest motivator. When you are afraid of losing your job or losing your spot or being on the Yankees where they could send you to MLB Siberia, you play differently. And not so much in the regard of playing differently where you make mistakes. You play to the point where you know if I make a mistake, that's my ass.
I got a question for you, because we go back to the end of last season, and then the Dodgers did their podcast tour where they talked about how terrible the Yankees' defense was, how they waited for the Yankees to beat themselves. Now we look at this season with the defensive issues, and some of it seems to be mental. Is it a situation where this group was kind of soft because they went to L.A.? There was no get back when they went to L.A. after all of the talking they did as well. They kind of laid down
Joe
and took
Kelly
it again.
And Chris Taylor. And I think I heard maybe Evan made a joke about Chris Taylor getting hit in the head. That was for the Yankees. I thought that. We still owe him one, though.
I just feel like this team doesn't have the mental fortitude.
I used a soft word, and people got mad at me. People want to question it. Like, it comes off as soft when you allow people to talk about you like that, and you don't fix what they're calling you out for. When you go to Dodger Stadium, your first opportunity to get some get back. What'd they do in that first game with Max Fried? Max Fried didn't have it. They blew a lead. They got embarrassed. What'd they do the next Saturday? They come out, give up 4 runs, down 10-0, get absolutely smoked, embarrassed. So, like, not only did you get mocked, you got smacked twice. Like, yeah, there is a little bit of a soft mentality that exists with these Yankees because they're told, you'll get them next time. It's all right.
Very true.
Nope, we're not mad at you. This is baseball. You know, it's tough. These fans, you guys play in the tough market. These fans are too hard on you. Brandon is in Glen Cove on the Fan next. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, taking the call. This past series with Toronto, I mean, it's just the same thing every single night. Just frustrated at this point, Keith, man. Where are the effing savages in the box, man?
Savages. Oh, yeah. So that's funny, right? We just came up on the anniversary of that game. I was at that game. It was David Cohen bobblehead day. It was a doubleheader. And the reason that we got that audio was because nobody was at that first game. The mics were hot. And back then, and I talked about a couple nights ago, Brett Gardner was on that team. I felt like Brett Gardner held Aaron Boone accountable. Because they're not, you know what I'm saying? Guardian and him aren't that far in age. They played with some of the same guys with a veteran like Brett Gardner on the team. Oh, you better go out and fight for us.
The Yankees could use a real veteran bat like Guardy. Like, yeah, he wasn't putting up 25
just
home runs,
a veteran presence.
He was gritty.
Judge.
He was gritty.
I love Judge.
Gritty.
He's one of the best players ever. But Judge, his demeanor, his mentality, the way he carries himself. You know, he talks about how great CeCe and Guardy were in that clubhouse, but he can't be them. Who is them? Who is that in there? Who's the rah-rah guy? Who's the guy that's like a hard ass? Who's the guy that Boone has to answer to in the clubhouse on the team that like somebody that'll get in Boone's face because things aren't going right? I don't know. I don't think anyone exists. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Yeah, where are the savages in the box? Now, Boone got thrown out. I think that was his fourth ejection last night. I think maybe his 43rd overall. But he's calmed down with that. He doesn't want to be known for that. Because honestly, it doesn't help us any. But these umps are terrible. It's standard. If you saw the Met game yesterday and you also saw the Yankee game last night, it's standard, yo. That like ABS, ASAP, they need the automatic balls and strikes. And then once we get that going, bring the robo-umps. Because these umpires are trash. But at least Manny Gonzalez last night had the, you know, presence of mind to admit fault and say, hey, that was on me. But it didn't help later in the game. Volpe's at bat, Peraza's at bat, and then whatever, Matt Blake gets tossed. That's the thing with Boone. You see Boone get mad at these umpires. You see him get his money worth there, but you'll never see that with the players. And I think that's because from the top down, they say, don't ever do that. Don't ever show up these players. Don't ever pull somebody. Even last year, like Boone didn't even know how to pull Glaber. He pulled Glaber, not for hustling, Glaber hot-dogged and kind of pimped a home run that he thought was a home run, and it was a foot short to hit off the top of the wall. And he pulled him then because it was like, oh, I got to make an example out of him at this point, and obviously Glaber isn't going to be back and whatever. Okay, Yorbit Vivas in Atlanta coming out of the All-Star break, that is a perfect opportunity for you to say, hey, come sit your ass down, young man. You just let Ronald Acuna throw you out from damn near the warning track. Luis Rojas is pointing to you to get down, and you're out here loafing, going through the motions. You know why? Because you've got that Yankee jersey on. And there's a sense of entitlement that exists with these Yankees in the participation trophy era. Gary's in Waterbury on the Fan next. What's up, man?
McFerrin Cavalier.
You're...
You know, Foo Philly, Foo Soto.
Oh, here they come.
And Cashman sucks.
Here come the fighting Phils.
And Cashman sucks. Yeah, I know. They're going to smack us around, too.
Hey,
Don't...
I'm not saying anything. I don't know what's going to happen. Fingers crossed that, like, you know, the ghosts in the Bronx and the fans and the, you know, that we sweep the Phillies and the Mets fans will be happy. But we got Will Warren, Marcus Stroman, Carlos Rodon going, and lineup and their pitching.
Yeah, Schwarber and Harper. Don't think Schwarber and Harper's heating up too lately. Schwarber and Harper, they're going to park some in the stands.
Yeah, and with Hulk Hogan passing, you know Nick Castellanos is due to homer, so bet on him to homer tomorrow.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah, but he didn't do it for the Pope, though. He fell short on that one.
He needs one for Ozzy, Malcolm Jamal Warner. He might hit three this week.
That's a good one, Keith. You got me. Yo, and this is all on Cashman, period, stop.
It is. It starts there.
It really is. You know, I don't really blame the players, you know. Yo, but Cashman, he better fix his mistakes. But you know what? He's going to fix his mistakes, and he'll do just enough so that we rinse and repeat. We do the same. We'll make the playoffs.
But Willie, that's the thing, too, that's up in the air. He said he's going to town, but is that a bluff? Thanks for the call, G-Makes. Appreciate you, bro. We got to take another break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. My question is, will Brian Cashman actually go get you a third baseman, two relief pitchers, a starter, and then maybe make some moves to shake up the clubhouse where they say, okay, onward, let's get serious. It's time to push forward. I don't know. Call me up. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Reminder, this is a children's program. Always got a lot of kids listening. The future. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's have another good hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours to go. 888-808-1019. Starting off talking about the Yankees. Before the break, I said, is Brian Cashman going to, do you trust Brian Cashman? Is Brian Cashman going to do what he's supposed to do here? I would think he's super motivated too, right? I would think it burns him how they lost the World Series. I would think he hears the fans. I would, you know, he obviously doesn't, you know, read everything and listen to everything, but he knows. He knows. He's embarrassed himself coming out of Toronto. This is his team. This is his creation. These are his moves or lack thereof, right? This roster construction, this is Brian Cashman and company. This is the last time. In the winter, you can do what you got to do, winter meetings, free agency, and then you have all these months in between to tweak, to DFA guys, call guys up, trade guys, whatever. This is it. This is the trade deadline. This is the last marker right here, boom, in a week to add to your team. And I'm not talking about these Cashman considerations. I'm not talking about the Nicky Lopez's of the world. I'm not talking about the Jaime Candelario's. Some of them pan out. Some of those guys turn into Luke Weaver. I'm talking about actually going out there like the Dodgers have in the past and saying, oh, we're going to add Tommy Edman. Oh, we need another starter. Let's go get Jack Flaherty. You know, let's go get Michael Kopech. Let's go. Even though we have Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Teoscar Hernandez, like, let's go add more talent to this team. You can never have enough talent. You can never have enough pitching. So pitching is number one. They need bullpen help. They need bullpen repair ASAP. And then obviously in the infield, they need a third baseman that can field that position, help Volpe. And then hopefully it's like a right-handed bat that can, you know, put bat to ball and put the ball in play and not swing for the fences or strike out or homer. But I don't know who those guys are, man. I don't know what to believe. It is open season right now on Twitter, on these podcasts. Everybody's talking about, oh, the Yankees are out on Suarez. They're out on Key Brian Hayes. They're out on Ryan McMahon. Then I don't know. Who are they in on? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ricardo in Queens on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Keith, how you doing, man? How's everything?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Good, man. I'm a Yankee fan, angry Yankee fan. I got to say, man, when you were dissing on my Yankees a few weeks ago, I was angry at you, Keith. I was like, what is he saying about my Yankees, man? The Yankees are tough. We're going to be winning. We got that attitude. But then recently I've been hearing Volpe's comments post-game where he says, you know what, there's going to be other games. I'm going to have other at-bats. You know, I haven't played well, but you know it's going to get there. And Jazz Chisholm, when he says that he's playing his best at 70%, it's incredible. I compare it to back in the day when Derek Jeter, again, these guys are no Derek Jeters, but Derek Jeter would say something like, we lost today, this is unacceptable, I played awful, I made errors, and we need to win ASAP. So that culture of winning, it's not there. And when I think about Aaron Judge, he's an amazing player. We're looking at a brand new Mickey Mantle, but he's like a teddy bear, man. He doesn't have that David Ortiz type fire, you know, that I saw from David Ortiz back in the day. And I don't know, these are just soft Yankees. And like you said, it's a trophy Yankee. So it's like they're giving everything and there's no consequence. There's no fear.
Thanks for the call, Ricardo. Yeah, you know, I love the team. I don't know how many times I got to tell you guys. I love the fans. I love the stadium. I go to as many games as I could. If I wasn't on WFAN, I'd still be going up there, going to the games, doing my thing. I was doing it before I got here. I'll be doing it after. I want to win. It's honestly sad when I think about what I want in this world. I want a World Series more than a lot of things personally. Like, I want that to happen, and they should be able to make that happen. And they've been close so many times. But the difference is somebody is always hungrier than them. Somebody always wants it more than them. Somebody's always willing to fight and scratch and claw a little bit more than them. And yeah, as great as Judge is, I need to see that dog come out of him, man. That's the next step to really make him great. I need to see him be pissed off, fired up. But, you know, he plays the game right. He doesn't show anybody up. He doesn't yell. He's not a rah-rah guy. It is what it is. I guess you can't have everything. But you mentioned Jazz, right? Jazz talking about him playing at 70%. I think he needs that because he said, like, you know, if I go balls to the wall 100%, I could be trash. Like, that 70% swing off Max Scherzer looked good the other day. Jazz, I'm not worried about. Jazz said the other day, AirPod Jazz is back. And we were all kind of like, what is he talking about on Twitter? And he's like, yo, I'm deaf to everything. I'm just here to play baseball. And I think that is because of the noise around Aaron Boone going on a podcast that everybody covered. Everybody got sound bites from. Jazz was like, I got to go, you know, dark. I got to just tap out. Like, I need to just focus on baseball because there's all of these takes and all of these things going around the Yankees and the manager and this Yankees team I'm on. And, you know, Anthony Volpe, his infield mate, you know, Volpe after the game, he's come through the school of these Yankees and they, you know, everything's all right. No, I got to be aggressive. Those are plays I got to make. Like, nope, everything's fine. Everything's fine. What you're seeing is not what they're seeing. You guys heard Susan Waltman. Susan Waltman literally said, oh, I must have been watching a different game. Well, there's no game on tonight, so we get a little bit of a break. I always say these are like mental health days for us, and we shouldn't need so many. You should, when the Yankees are off, you should be like, man, I can't wait to get back out there. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait. And it's like, you know, we're going to come into Yankee Stadium tomorrow with this, like, I don't know, man. Hopefully Will Warren, who has struggled against National League teams, specifically the elite teams with good lineups, like hopefully Will Warren gets out of this first inning. What are we going to get out of Marcus Stroman? What version of Carlos Rodon are we going to get? Are these guys going to be able to hit? When we come back, we'll talk about the pitching matchups. We'll talk about this matchup against Philadelphia. We'll still take your calls. I got a bunch of calls about the Yankees lineup, the trade deadline, Aaron Judge, Brian Cashman. We'll keep it here at least for the next hour talking about the Yankees. But there's still more to unpack around the Mets. I think the Phillies is a good conversation to lead us into the Mets. And I do got to talk about Justin Fields, the Jets, and what we're seeing out of Giants camp. 1 hour down, 4 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.